Thank you for calling CareStar. My name is Sharon. How may I help you?
Yes, hi. My name is Sandra. I'm calling from Rhonda's House Home Care. I'm calling in regards to I have a member that would like services with Ohio Home Care Waiver. I just want to know the process and we're getting services.
I would be glad. So your client would like to apply for, that is basically the first step, is putting in an application for the Ohio Home Care Waiver. If you are prepared to do so, I will be glad to transfer you to intake.
No, I just want to know the steps first so we can let her know, and then I can call you back and you can transfer me. That's no problem. I just want to know the steps of, till she can get services.
Complete an application. And with the application, they will also do an assessment. And
an assessment with you? You're gonna schedule an assessment?
Yes, we will schedule an assessment with one of our assessors.
I have a question. I'm sorry.
Yes.
When do they send in the information to the state? We're in the process.
After the assessor has come out.
After the assessor?
Yes, assessment.
So they need to complete an assessment, and then they get an assessment, and then they send the information to the state?
Correct.
Okay, and what's the next step?
And after this, and then the state will either approve it, or if there's further information required, they will let her know. And also, there's a level of care certification form that will be faxed to the primary care physician that must be faxed back to us signed.
So the doctor will need to fill out a form, right?
Correct. We complete the form, and we fax it over. We fax it to the primary care physician, and the PCP will need to sign the level of care form.
Okay, they need to
and send
sign
it back to
the level of care. Okay, and fax it back, right?
Correct.
Okay.
And that's one of the key components, because if we don't get it back, then it will be denied.
Oh, I get it. Okay, and any other steps?
Let's see, the level of care from the doctor, the
mm-hmm.
assessment, the eligibility determination by the state, and then after all of that has been completed, depending if it's been recommended for approval, then we complete the enrollment.
Okay, we complete the enrollment.
And they will, yes, and once all of that has been completed, they will receive a letter from Medicaid.
They will receive a letter from Medicaid, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Basically stating whether it was approved or not.
Okay.
And that's it.
So not from you. We're not going to hear anything back from you?
Not when we, no. It goes to the state for final approval.
Oh, okay. So they need to get the last, they know is if they get a letter from Medicaid, right, to see if it's approved.
Correct.
Okay, great. Thank you so much for your help today.
Okay. You're welcome. Have a nice day.
Thank you. You too. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.